I'm Brett Mitchell, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Aurora. I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Aurora. By the way, Aurora, your name is going to be very important this week on Kids Commute, and you'll find out why in just a second. Welcome to a new week on Kids Commute. We will answer last week's Quizlet after the music today, and we'll have a new Quizlet for you on Friday. So why is the name Aurora important? It's because this week we're learning about the Sleeping Beauty Ballet by Peter Tchaikovsky, and Aurora is the princess who is the star of the ballet. You will have a chance to see Sleeping Beauty performed here at Interlochen on Saturday for free, and we'll tell you more about that later in the show. This week we'll play you some highlights from the ballet and tell you the story so that if you go see the ballet on Saturday, you know exactly what's going on. So let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a king and queen who gave birth to the beautiful Princess Aurora. They decide to have a big christening party for her, and they invite 6 fairies to give her wonderful fairy gifts. However, it turns out they weren't too careful with the invitations, and they forgot a fairy, which is never a good idea. And in particular, the fairy they forgot is one you don't want to make mad. Her name is Carabosse. You can hear her in today's music with this kind of dangerous sound. That's Carabosse's music. Well, she is so mad that she didn't get invited to the party that she casts a spell, saying that on Aurora's 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on a spinning needle and die. Well, this is an absolutely terrible curse, but thankfully, the Lilac Fairy, a very good fairy, shows up after Carabosse. Now, she can't end the spell entirely, but she can make it a little softer by saying that Aurora will prick her finger, but she won't die. She's just going to fall asleep for 100 years until a handsome prince wakes her up with a kiss. Here's a little bit of the music for the Lilac Fairy. Anytime you hear this, you know that she's here to try to make things a little better. So you've met Carabosse, and you've met the Lilac Fairy, and the rest of the music today is just big adventure music as we begin the Sleeping Beauty Ballet. Here is the prologue to Sleeping Beauty. A prologue means a little mini introduction. All week, our performance of the ballet music will be by the Czechoslovak Philharmonic of Košice, conducted by Andrew Mogrelia. Thank you. And so the wicked fairy Carabosse has placed her curse. Aurora will prick her finger on her 16th birthday and die. But the lilac fairy to the rescue. No, she's only going to sleep for 100 years. But all that hasn't happened yet. As of right now, Aurora is still a baby. Andrew Mogrelia conducted the Czechoslovak Philharmonic of Košice in today's music. Now, kids commuters, let's answer last week's Quizlet. It was Couples Week, and we asked you a question about Jay Unger and Molly Mason. What was the Ken Burns documentary that featured Unger's most famous composition, The Ashokan Farewell? The answer? The Civil War. If you got it right, great job. If not, don't worry. We'll have a new Quizlet for you on Friday. Now, as promised, kids commuters, a reminder for you to come and join us here at Interlochen Center for the Arts at Winterlochen on Saturday. We'll be holding our Kids Conduct workshop from 11 to 11:20 and again from 11:30 until 11:50, where you get to conduct the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra. And at 2 o'clock, you can head over to Corson Auditorium for a free performance of Sleeping Beauty put on by the Interlochen Dance Department. How cool is that? So great. I hope we'll see you on Saturday. Now, tomorrow, all the neighbors will show up to help Aurora celebrate her 16th birthday. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Have a fabulous day.
Interlochen Public Radio.